What's up, everybody? You now tuned in to Leave a Message with Roshan Lindsay. And today we are excited because we're doing a new series on Leave a Message, by the way, which you can call at 757-447-4238. Leave us a voicemail about the anti-bullying match card game. Or if you want to talk about bullying, you have a question, you're dealing with something with your child or yourself, just leave us a message. Now that we done got that out the way, I want to get onto a topic that's been not bothering me, but it makes me want to express deeply and greatly about certain terms and word phrases that we use sometimes. So this episode, I'm going to entitle it, Stop Saying It's the Norm. It's Normal. And we're coming from, of course, bullying. We are always going to talk about bullying on this show. And I want to encourage the listeners out there, parents, guardians, and others. I want to encourage us to deprogram, if we can, deprogram certain ways of saying and seeing certain things. Because bullying is not the norm. It's not the norm. There's nothing normal about bullying. Even if something happens a billion times and we are familiar with something happening a lot of times, that doesn't change the definition of normal. It doesn't change the definition of normal. So it is not the norm. So today I want us to declare that we will start speaking two things in a way where we recognize that that label is not suited for what's taking place. That title is not appropriate with what's going on. It is not normal to be bullied. It is not okay. It's a non-negotiable. It shouldn't be tolerated, and it's not normal. So let's get into this word, the norm. When something is normal, when something is decent, when something is uplifting, when something also occurs over and over again, but it occurs in a positive light. It occurs in something that makes us better people as human beings. Not just because something negative happens a lot, we can use that word, oh, that's normal. That's not normal. It's just something bad that happens a lot. Like one word that gets me, and this is in our new time, our new generation, is the word facts. Facts. Now, a lot of people say that's facts, 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 you know, and they're not always the facts, you know. That's a misuse of the word as well. A lot of people use the word facts because they're passionate about what they're saying. Like, it could be a total lie. It could be totally wrong. But because they're passionate and they're being aggressive, they can use the word facts to make it seem like this is what I believe. This is my opinion. And if this is my opinion, this is truth. But it's not the facts. So we want to dive right into it's not the norm. It is not the norm. It is not normal for someone to bully someone. It's not normal for someone to bring bodily harm to someone. It's not normal for someone to pick on someone every day, no matter how many times a person witnesses, no matter how many times a person endures it or have to tolerate it. It is not normal, and it needs to stop, and it can be stopped. I just want to encourage you guys that it can be stopped. So if you're being bullied out there, or you know someone that's being bullied, let them know that this is not normal. Just because it happened to you and other people, that doesn't give this situation the right to put that label on what's happening to you that this is normal. So you don't get used to this, because this needs to stop immediately. All right, let's get into talking about truth. Because truth, once we know the truth and we understand that truth lines up with the word normal, like they're cousins, then it allows us to remove all these fake quotes and slangs and this type of jargon out the way and get to what I said earlier, the facts. So what is the truth? Let's talk about the truth today. Now, we're going to talk about conflict versus bullying and what's the difference. Now, you're going to have conflict. Conflict is normal. We all deal with things. We all deal with people. We all deal with different personalities, conflict, you know, controversial stuff. We deal with things that just happen to pop up. And that's conflict. Now, conflict is normal because we have different opinions. We all see things differently. We may say something inappropriately and it may cause a conflict. And that conflict can be resolved if it's done properly. That's normal. Bullying is not normal. So let's go through some things real quick. Now, conflict. Now, when you have a conflict, you have a disagreement or argument in which both sides express their views. You see it one way, I see it another way. That is a conflict. Now, on the other hand, that's something that's not normal. We're talking about bullying. Bullying. Now, with bullying, a person has a goal. I want y'all to say that goal, a goal to hurt someone, to harm someone, and to humiliate someone. I want you to say loud, pause and reflect on that. It's a goal. Can you imagine a person having a goal? Like, we have goals. We have good goals, positive goals. We have these things we want to achieve in life. We have things that we want to accomplish, like losing weight or saving money, you know, doing certain things. But can you imagine the mindset of a person saying, my goal is to hurt someone. My goal is to harm someone. My goal is to humiliate someone. That's a problem. That's not normal. And we want to have mercy and concern for the person who have those goals. We're not going to say that they're a bad person. They just practice bad behavior. So we want to pray for that person. We want that person to come out of that type of behavior. But for this episode, I want you to put your heart into a place that there's a mindset out there that has goals to hurt, harm, and humiliate. Now, the next one that comes from conflict, which is the norm, is equal power between those involved. Now, you have your opinion, I have mine. We're having a disagreement, we have an argument. Now, I may say something that you may not like. You may say something that I may not like, but we have equal power here. Now, that's normal because we are two different people. One shouldn't overshadow the other. One shouldn't have more power than the other because we're equal. We all are equal. This is normal. Now, with bullying, it's different because the person bullying normally has more power. Well, I'm going to say seem to have more power, but in the reality of it, they have more power. It's almost like a Rockweiler on a Chihuahua. It's almost like a big person on a small person. They're enforcing their power. They're enforcing aggression in the situation. This is not normal. If two people have a disagreement and this person is coming towards that person with a goal to flex their power over the person in the disagreement or over the person in the taunting and the bullying and the humiliating, then there's a power imbalance there, and that's not normal because it's not right. Okay, we're going to get to the last one. Now, with conflict, which we keep saying and we keep iterating is normal, generally stops and changes the behavior when they realize it's hurting someone. Now, you and I have an altercation or we have a disagreement. We come to a place where I don't agree with you, you don't agree with me, but we're trying to find some type of solution. We're trying to resolve it. We can agree to disagree, we can walk away, but there's some type of moral compass in between both of us to recognize that we're not trying to violate or hurt each other. This is normal in conflict. It's okay to walk away. It's okay to agree to disagree. It's okay to just let it go. These things are normal. It's not taking it to the next level of trying to violate someone, trying to embarrass them, trying to hurt them physically, mentally, or verbally, or harm them, or try to humiliate them in front of everybody. It's at a point in your own moral compass or in your own behavior that you recognize as a person who practices kindness and respect towards other people that enough is enough. I think I'm done here. We don't see it that way. We don't see it the same way. So this is over. Now, that's normal. That's normal. That's normal. Even if you don't see it all the time, that's normal. Now, what is not normal is to continue dealing with bullying, continue to behave when they realize they're hurting someone. When you see that you're hurting someone, that you're violating someone, that another human being is being broken, another human being is being torn down, another human being is being saddened and depressed because of what you're doing, and you continue to do it when you see it, this is not normal. This is not normal. So we're not going to say it's the norm. It is not normal to bully. That is a problem. That is a psychological problem. There's something going on with that person. This is why we don't attack the person that is bullying, because they need help as well. This was Roshan Lindsay. You were tuned in to Leave a Message. I thank you guys for joining in. Please leave some comments. Also, if you have not been to our YouTube page at Anti-Bullying Match Card Game, please go there, subscribe, and hit that notification bell. Also, you can always, always, always check out Leave a Message on the voicemail 757-447-4238. Leave us a message. Give us a topic that we can discuss on air. Give us a praise report. Give us a testimony. Let us bring awareness to bullying that is not normal and that is not tolerated. And there are positive solutions to stop it out there. If you have not got an anti-bullying match card game, I encourage you to get it. Play it with your family. Play it with your daughters. Play it with your sons. Play it with your nieces and your nephews. It's a great tool that brings family together to talk about these issues where it seems hard sometimes. And you can go to antibullyingmatchcardgame.com. Love you guys. See you on the next episode. Peace.